The marathon budget session lasted well past midnight. In a 6-2 vote, trustees approved a budget with $51 million more dollars in expenses than last year. Before getting there, some of Superintendent Mike Miles' toughest critics, including trustee Bernadette Nuttall, tried first to kill the $4 million Leadership Academy launched last year. Nuttall wondered why the district would spend $4 million hard-to-find dollars on the in-house principal academy when area universities already train school leaders.
This not be funded until we recognize that it's working and we get our full, at least a year's evaluation of this.
But school board president Eric Cowan and others disagreed.
I'm not supporting the amendment. I'm supporting the Leadership Academy for one more year. And then we can talk about it as we move throughout the next year on whether they're reaching their goals, whether they're being effective principals. I think we're killing a program, or we're attempting to kill a program before we know it's working.
Cowan and five others voted to continue funding the academy, then to do a mid-year check on how its graduates are performing in their schools. Trustee challenges continued. Carla Ranger and Nuttall also tried cutting nearly $9 million from Miles' plan to improve student outcomes at Lincoln, Madison, and Pinkston High Schools, and the schools that feed them. The plan involves not just DISD money, but donated resources that pay for after-school programs and tutoring efforts. Board member Dan Michke defended the plan.
But I still think that the idea of trying to pull all these resources together to raise student achievement and give these kids a better chance is a good idea. This is answering a long-standing need that has existed.
Trustees were successful in thwarting one of Miles' ideas. The superintendent wanted to increase middle school class size from one teacher to 24 students to 1 to 25.
Raising the class size by one in the middle school so that we could lower the class size in elementary school and keep the ratios very similar in high school was a good thing.
But board members cited growing middle school problems and decided to leave more teachers in those schools. The budget also calls for additional tutoring, after-school programs, pumps more money into early childhood education, and adds to its reserve. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.